This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The president of Chile issued a fervent defense of its democracy on Monday as the 50th anniversary of the coup led by the general Augusto Pinochet, a coup that ushered in a brutal military dictatorship for almost two decades. International aid groups mobilized in Morocco on Monday, days after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake killed over 2,800 people and injured more than 2,500 people. AP correspondent Sam Metz reports on the Morocco situation.
I'm reporting from Amizmiz, which is a village in the Atlas Mountains that was devastated by an earthquake that hit the country on Friday evening. It was the largest earthquake in more than a century here. It completely leveled parts of this town and other villages in the High Atlas just south of Marrakesh. There's a mosque behind me that is cracked and parts of it have been destroyed. There are ambulances and rescue crews that are digging people out of the rubble, dead and alive.
The United States waived sanctions to allow the transfer of $6 billion in Iranian funds from South Korea to Qatar. And then the State Department spokesperson said at a regular news briefing before the document was seen by Reuters.
I will say it is a process that is ongoing. We continue to work towards the full release of the American citizens that were detained in Iran that have now moved on to house arrest. I don't have any update on timing for ultimate resolution.
According to the State Department document seen by Reuters, Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined that waiving sanctions was in a national interest or national security interest of the United States. This is VOA News. The regional bloc economic community of West African states is grappling with how to deal with the ongoing political and security crises in Niger, Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Mali. Mohamed Youssef tells us more.
According to the experts, the rise of military takeovers in Africa is due to leaders overstaying power, electoral malpractices, and elected leaders' failure to work for the betterment of their citizens. Aware of the challenges, Nigeria's Senate advised President Bola Tinubu, who also heads ECOWAS, to explore alternative approaches to address the crisis in Niger. The African Union has already suspended six countries where military forces seize power from civilians, including the four ECOWAS countries, Gabon and Sudan. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Britain on Monday accused Russia of targeting a civilian cargo ship at port in the Black Sea on August 24th in a previously unconfirmed missile attack. It said it was successfully thwarted by Ukrainian defenses.
In just 1 month, Russia has destroyed over 270,000 tons of grain, enough to feed 1 million people for a year.
And the remarks made in Britain's parliament by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak are the first time an official has commented on a ship being targeted since those Ukrainian efforts began. Sunak also referred to the arrest of a researcher in Britain's parliament who had been accused of spying for China and added he raised concerns with China's premier. Malaysia's Court of Appeal has upheld the acquittal of the former Prime Minister Najib Razak of an audit tampering in relation to the multi-billion dollar looting of the 1MDB state fund. The case is one of several corruption trials against him, who remains in prison for other graft charges. His lawyer said the court on Tuesday struck out the appeal after prosecutors failed to meet deadlines in filing documents to support their bid. The 70-year-old Najib was acquitted in March after the high court ruled prosecutors failed to show that he abused his position to tamper with the 1MDB audit report to cover up wrongdoings before it was presented in parliament. Days of relentless rain from the remnants of the former typhoon have caused more than 100 landslides, trapped about 1,360 residents in floodwaters, and killed at least seven people in China's south, according to state media. Images show on CCTV extensive flooding in two provinces on Monday, with emergency personnel evacuating residents on rubber dinghies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.